But get me on.
You're on. We get the tapes in. My goodness,
you can
rush
rushing
the
Sony
out.
Go on, go.
Whoa, look out. Here we go.
Now, if you just can get the date right.
It's the day after.
Yeah, the first day of.
I know that subtle woman she did a rosy camera.
February. I think it is February the 19th. All right, Wally, you take Miss in the other room somewhere. Let's go. It is February the 18th, 1997. 19. I know what we'll do. We'll roll back to zero. Then I'll look smart.
Maybe a clever offer.
Yes, indeed. It really
the
is.
Racers are wonderful.
It is the day after. This is the day after the 18th of February, 1997. Greetings, Commander.
Good morning. It's nice to be home. We've had a long spell in here that was very, very necessary. You see, we're going to always be able to speak truth when we go before a judge, before we go before anyone or anything. We are always going to be able, without hesitation, to speak truth. And if that means you need to set a goal out here, remember what I told you. Set a goal and then make it so. And sometimes it takes just a little longer. You passed a milestone yesterday. And I don't want this interpreted by the Constitutional Law Center as being antagonistic at all. But the facts are, the legal profession, as we know it and recognize it, can either join us or they are against us. And Jean, so far, has been caught absolutely in the middle. Now, I'm going to make my wishes and my statements known. I'm open for considerations. But don't forget that I can see the other end of the journey if we do our job. And any time we have great rancor or great contradiction, we get totally distracted, and then nobody does really anything. So we're going to need to cut out a lot of those distractions. You can't live in a given stream of events without change. And you are capable of change. And Zita sits back there and she says, but you're changing it all in the wrong direction. No, you are changing it in the wrong direction. God will respond to whatever you ask Him to do in truth, honor, and love. Always giving Him the free will to work in His way. But I'm going on record right now as saying, Zita, the farthest you're going to be put away is in Dorma's front bedroom where there's a jacuzzi. And it does not need to come to that, but if it does, I'm going to put you right there where your work is. There's no more copping out. There's nothing wrong with your brain and your mind and your hands. We can bring the writings up and you can read them. They can be taken over and you can edit them. First off, whatever is required to allow Zita to bloom again. Now, Bart and Merle will probably be here later. I'm going to also go on record, if you don't use these colloids intravenously for severe illness, they're not going to give you any kind of remarkable results. It takes too long. And it isn't that Zita, for instance, is still harboring great sums. She's already gone through the kill-off syndrome. And if you don't know what that means, you're going to have to catch up. And doctors run scared. I don't care how brave they sound. Oh, we better not do it. Better not do what? You pour everything in their IV that could kill you. Why in the world will you not utilize something that will save you? So we'll get to that one. But I want Zita to calm down and relax. There isn't going to be any of this putting away anywhere. And that is always the feeling that one has as others take over the responsibility of your position. And at this point, Zita is on the improvement, not on the downhill. So we will work with it as it comes along. I'm going to put Rick to work so busily that he's not going to have much time to do his functional duties as regards Zita. That means that all of us will fill in wherever we need to. I'm never off the job. She has to be given the leeway of growth and decisions. And if the medications make her drunk or drowsy or whatever, then she will deal with that in order to stay within the alert community where she has control over herself. That is the panic of elderly people, even if they're not infirm. It was John's problem. This total taking away of the capability of attending oneself. And once that's gone, there is no more incentive to be around. So we're not going to do that. We're not going to allow her to do that. So we're here today, not necessarily to debrief what happened yesterday, but I can tell you before you even listen to this tape, you've got 3 or 4 or 5 ways to go, and you have to be a lawyer to know it. You experience that judge having to be gracious. Even while he's threatening to throw you into prison, he had to listen to you. And he had to take it under submission because you hit him with so much evidence. And I'm sorry, Gene, had they not presented the evidence they presented, your monitoring system was down the drain instantly. That was the first thing he ruled out. Not interested in your monitoring system. Because if it was worth anything, he says, you know, this would have been caught. It's a fixed system. And you now know what happens. The opposition loads it in there. The judge doesn't look at it, really, until he knows he's got a hearing coming. And, oh, God, now he knows he's got to put up with pro pers. And, oh, dear, well, we'll get rid of them in a hurry, and I'll never have to read the case. But he's got to take all that new evidence and study it. And when he studies it, his dilemma gets larger. My God, if they all had the audacity to applaud in my courtroom... When he speaks of spirituality, you notice he finally got onto your side and nailed the little sucker. Because the little sucker couldn't answer him, could he? So he gave them until Monday. Well, he'd already said, if we go for a criminal charge, you know that we have to supply the lawyer, and you're going to have all those prosecutors tangled up in this, and it'll go for months, maybe years. Well, we just don't care. This is so awful. There is nothing will stop these people from their evil actions of writing about God. Well, the judge, it wasn't lost on him that you have whole columns of stuff, and integrated is some little statement that may be verbatim. So what have you got to deal with? You can go right back in right now in stupid proper, and you can countercharge. They have created contempt of court by foisting off on this court this rot. And you can go for suing Mr. Binder personally. You can go in suing Mr. Binder and Mr. Green personally. You can counterfile. You can do all sorts of things that you're going to learn about and the lawyers won't tell you unless they want to keep it going forever and ever and ever. And then you will get it one little teeny bit at a time. Did you notice anything about yesterday? No offense, Gene. It only cost you a nice trip to Fresno. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
You learned something. It was traumatic, yes, of course. Our fledglings have to get up in front of that court. Can you believe after 10 years, this is the first time? And he had to listen, didn't he? And when Dorma just doesn't shut up, does she? She was going to get them told about these two lawyers over here know better about what this case is about. Well, when he reads that case, and I hope all of you observed his face when the clerk handed him the Okilo information from Rick Martin, and she says, "This is the same Rick Martin." And he just sort of slumped. He knows it will never end. And he knows if he rules like they want him to, what did he say, $70,000, $75,000, or $100,000?
Yeah.
And it's all about you guys stealing this information to make money?
Yeah, the money they made, really.
So you got it full blast. This poor little immature Stephen Horn gets up there. And he is so awful against these horrible people who absolutely defied this judge and integrated some Walter Russell knowledge in the writings, and they did it deliberately just to offend the judge. And there is nothing, Your Honor, that will obviously stop these people. Not money, not fines, not, note they use sanctions. There's a difference in a fine and a sanction. Don't ever forget the difference. Throw them in jail. That's all they will understand. Well, the judge is between a rock and a hard place. If he rules with his buddies, he knows he's in for the rest of his life, but he may enjoy the challenge, especially till the end of his tenure. It doesn't matter. It does not matter whether you win or lose, except that if you lose, you've got more to work with. He knows there will be an appeal. And when you knew that he couldn't wiggle out of it when he moved from 1:30 to 3:30 and said, "Bring me proof." And the smartest thing that ever happened was Ray going to that library. I don't have to stand by this. This is a California ruling. But he will. He will. He will use it. Because if he doesn't, he's going to hear about it, isn't he? Even if they have to do it from their jail cell. He knows there will be an appeal if he rules against them. And is he really going to enjoy having the Supreme Court or some appellate court who has these guys have achieved some standard, and they already had, well, the California appeals court had already ruled in favor of the Eckers once, so they had set a precedent. It'll be interesting to see how he rules. It'll be fun. But we're going to wait for him to rule. We're going to decide a modus of operation to move on. Now, I'm going to consider this the beginning of the new era. This is the new age. It's going to be just a little bit different. Now, I would like Rick to have this. I want it back. I want EJ to read this, because this isn't going to mean anything to you until you remind yourself that every word that I write and that I offer had better be paid attention to. And this is especially true of Gene, because this is going to hit him and he's going to... Well, I don't see that this means a thing. Because Gene said to me, why do we have to write about Bush and all these distractions? Why can't we keep just going like we are? We're doing okay. You're not doing okay. The Eckers have borrowed personally over $1 million from a corporation in Greece to keep you alive until now. It is not okay. You're not okay. You are not doing okay. The CLC has not earned 1 cent. And it is the biggest drain. And we haven't even been able to get into constitutional matters. It's just been survive, survive, survive. So it is not all right to survive. Why do we need to go for all the big sums? Because there are a lot of things that have to be paid off to get enough to be considered big time. And are we in the restructure of the Constitution business? No, Gene is. Bob is. All of you are. And are you going to go in there with your submachine guns and blow them all away? How far do you think you would have gotten yesterday with that tactic? But that judge had to bite his lip, literally, to allow her to speak. He couldn't even get in his cryptic nasties, could he? So you learned something yesterday, and you learned it from watching Rick before. He would like to throw you out and squash you, but he's totally enjoying himself. I don't have dead fish here in this courtroom, except over to the left of Dorma. And that poor soul, to have to get up there and try to sell a case of throwing these people in jail, the only thing, Your Honor, while he's sitting there with this O'Keelo list in front of him. And E.J. did. There were two things. That case and E.J. coming back in there and saying they did not even have the authority to file this case. Mr. Binder, look what they've done on the front page here, Your Honor. These lawyers tried to slip it in that he's president. He was not president, and he is not president. And anything that has to do with the School of Science did not happen until early January. He had no standing under any circumstances to bring this case. And now you have a full 2 pages of contacts with the chief executive officer and the president. And I'll tell you something else. Don't undersell O'Keelo. He knew they couldn't use that deposition they required him to sign without its original. And you notice they never brought it up. That means they didn't get it. And that was the most subtle, but the only way O'Keelo could stand ground for you. And we're not going to let these people down. You either stand for truth or you stand for the lie. There is no in-between anymore. Now, what I would like to do, if we can arrange and read this so that we can talk about it this second. We've already sent it to South Africa, Rick, so they're going, oh, God, what are we supposed to do with this? Well, I think that we can plant bananas all over Briex.
This is from the Orlando Sentinel, 2/18/97. U.S. firm tapped for gold find. A small Canadian mining company has enlisted U.S.-based Freeport McMoRan Copper and Gold Inc. to help it develop one of the world's richest gold deposits. The alliance announced Monday by Briex Minerals Inc. Limited of Calgary, Alberta, is a setback for two other Canadian mining companies that were vying for a stake in the giant Busang project in Indonesia. It also enables Briex, which discovered the field, to keep a larger share for itself.
Sure, they discovered the field. Oh, my goodness.
Keep a larger share for itself than in earlier proposals. End of reading.
I think you get the point, Rick. Go offer your contract to the ones who need as much money as Barrick Gold. And who is better to understand this little manipulation? Your banana farmer. Because he is also playing with the sunflower field grower. You're going to get some action out of this before it's all over. Now, what I'd like to do, I'd like to propose to you, this is not a you got to do this. But I think that there comes a time when we take control. Paul has a large house that he is contemplating vacating. And he may want to do that anyway. I'm not saying Paul's got to do whatever I'm suggesting be done. But he's already spending quite a lot of time with the law center and PI and so forth. Why can't we help rent that house and ask Eustace Mullins to come out here to stay as long as he can while we are developing this new concept of legal encounters? And I wanted to have the meeting today for everybody so we could get the gist of the message onto audio tape so we can disperse it and all of you can go back and refer to it to refresh your memory. This is what we're here for. We're not here to play around in Eckers lawsuits. We're here to learn how to begin to turn around a system. How do you turn around a system? And another thing, Zita, you'll have a frequency box to use. This is a way you grow back into and up to and require that others respect your attitudes without ever being disrespectful of their magnificent position. It's never wise to be nasty to a judge. He is God of the bench and the hatchet up there. I would like Eustace Mullins out here for an extended stay. Maybe you can find enough, and with his Social Security, possibly he could earn enough. But if we can just pick up the rent and some of the food bill. I would like the Clays, to be offered an opportunity to come and stay during that period of time.
They can stay with me.
All right.
I talked to them last night, as a matter of fact. You know, they were planning on coming out in August anyway.
They can stay till August anyway.
And they wanted to, you know they were in bed on time last night. They wanted to let EJ know that they were in bed before midnight.
See how much all of you learned. And aren't you just... And they will be... Oh, it's going to be a major, major breakthrough for a lot of people.
I bit at them because they called me after midnight.
Their time.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I'm not going to really get right down to it with Grandma and the Rays. But they would be a great contributing. So let's see. Let's feel it out. Let's see what we can do to get these kinds of people. And then I'm going to impose upon Valerie. She is an administrative secretary being utilized, and willingly so, for answering phones and things like that. I would appreciate it if she could kind of organize and be the administrative secretary of this particular group that will gather. And she doesn't have to. But I would appreciate it if that would be considered, because Bruce is here to back her, and all of you will be growing together. And then we're going to go for it, people. I don't want to startle all the lawyers in the world. But I just watch, and EJ and Dorma, because of the pressures put on them from the attorney himself, for instance, Mr. Tipps, I can't stand, he said, to live thinking about having to fight with Horn the rest of my natural life. Well, TUF, we should feel sorry. Go fight your system. So one of the first things the man says, you know, if you bring this against me, it will be a black mark. And that would be really a shame for me. Bullshit. It's been a real shame for us. So we stop being the nice guy, because that's what is dependent upon. If you really work for God, you're just going to sit there like a top and spin. No, we're not. It's wrong. And we're not going to stand up for wrong anymore. So you go for all of the damages you would have gone for. And then you settle wherever the insurance company will settle. And if you don't get anything, how much are you out? You are out your own time. Because we're going to do it in pro per. And if it is really too much, because Gene is involved with these people, then we'll just take it out of his hands. But I think he can, without getting totally involved, help you. Because we're going to implore him to help us as the head of the Constitutional Law Center. And if that really puts him on the pinnacle of an uncomfortable spot, I don't think it will be uncomfortable very long. Because at some point here, he is going to be recognized as the envied, because he's not going to have to do anything to get his hand slapped. And we can take being slapped down. It's been 10 years of practice, hasn't it? So we can do it. I want you to pay particular attention. I would like Bob to, unless there are some questions that I think this is, he says 6 hours. And we may have some interruptions, so we've started early enough to get it into the day. And I want somebody to take Zita home if she feels like she wants to go, but I don't want anybody deciding when she needs to go for her.
Monday, 1:30, same court. Where? Here. Then when is the other court the same day you are?
No, they don't go back to court.
We do not go back on this case. We go back with Rick on Monday. It should be more fun than this other one. He's already got them now. His clerk has merged them. He's going to have to consider them both. And he is also going to have to understand that if we have spiritual input, as he warned little Snivel, and then that poor unfortunate sucker, Paul is walking with his arm around Dorma to the elevator, and she is saying, and Eustace Mullins is coming, and the people from South Africa, and guess what? Poor little Snivel was right at their elbow. And then they get on the elevator, and Dorma walks on and says, I'm sorry, guys, but I have to go down too. And then this poor little sucker is looking straight ahead, crimson red. Mr. Buchanan actually is enjoying it. And she says, and you better find out where you're client got the information in the first place. In other words, you blew it in there, you sucker. And maybe this is what being 65 over whatever he is, 30 going on 15, he is going to wipe out the world with his great legal expertise. And he fell on his face.
Did you notice how attentive the clerk in the corner were this time?
Yes.
Well,
that judge didn't have to ask that question, did he?
No, he didn't.
fact, it was off point.
He kept trying to narrow it down.
It was almost like an afterthought, you know. But it's so nice it's there on the record.
The devil made him do it. And as you get your transcript and everything, study every word. And remember, you see, they don't want you in the courtroom. They don't want you in there. And when you did applaud, it was for the judge. What is he going to do? I'll clear the courtroom. Well, the case was over, so, I mean, it was going to clear anyway, wasn't it? No. No.
He had to say.
The one that you pray for is George Greene. Because George Greene is just about to end up in prison. And that isn't what we're trying to accomplish. Unless he just can't seem to control himself. The man is robotic and he comes on and he is desperate. And he's formed his coalitions and they are desperate. Already you will know, I can tell you. Binder stepped down because he, two things. He thought he really had it made with his new program with George Greene. That's one. Two, he had cost an awful lot of money that obviously was not coming back because the agreement, when the judge reads the agreement, because see, they only gave him the permanent injunction and they have really been in contempt of you. And this is another thing you can come back with them. I don't care how you word it legally. Mr. Abbott doesn't go by any book. So you put it, motion to counter contempt, whatever you want on that paper. They're more interested in the form than they are the truth. So you just write in there what this is. This is a counterclaim against contempt, and they have committed contempt and by insulting the court and sub George Greene into it. And I'm going to remind you, it will cost you the filing fee and whatever time you're willing to put into it. You get equal rights with those lawyers. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want you in the courtroom. So the facts are that if you filled the courtroom from morning to night absolutely full, they'll have to move the barricade back up closer to the bench, won't they? Pretty soon maybe they'll get it up there where there's room for the podium. This is the only way you're going to make your points. Is every time you go, all of you go. And you be extremely respectful. Dress well because you are going to get called as witnesses every time we get up there. And he knows that's coming. I have four witnesses to call. Oh, God, do you really have to?
Yeah, what are they going to say?
They can't
come up and ask them.
Say a thing. Yes, how about that? What are they going to tell me? Well, they don't have to tell you anything, Judge, if you'll just read that stuff. You didn't give us a continuance, you know, sir. You ruled with them. We asked them, and no way. So you're putting up with ignorant people now, but we're not so ignorant that we're not going to flood you. They have to act through ridiculous intimidation. And until you're in that position and you feel the cold chills before this black robe just waiting, what the hell have you got to say? Because I am going to rule against you. Tell you that right off. And nothing that you say after that seems to have any merit in this case. The opposition has a whole file before him that he's looked at, saying that they are just really hateful people and they have deliberately insulted you, Your Honor. And that's what this case is about. Tell me why I shouldn't. Well, then he doesn't let you tell him why. Because, Your Honor, people are going to be upset over this writing about God, and we don't have to write about it anymore ever again. We wouldn't have signed the first one if we'd intended to break your ruling. But that ruling came down, and these people were ordered to deliver it to Greene's and everybody. So all they have to do is come back in there and say, we delivered it, and they broke it, Your Honor. And now they're back in here trying to say, we did. Because nobody, you see, they're going to get you. So nobody bothered to go through the rigmarole of removing Mr. Green from the case. He's in it. He's in it. He certainly didn't. And he can look at the heading and Green's still on it. And he now knows that Green supplied everything in that document. He's got a problem. Mr. Green, if the judge really wanted to push it, he has the right to sanction Mr. Green right now because Green's name has never been removed. And Methvin was served. That indicates that they think they want to smother the court. The court gets garbage all day long, every day they are in session. You cannot, even under the worst or best of circumstances, expect that judge to be interested in this piddly little nuisance. And he doesn't want to spend time on listening to babbling. He wants fact right down the line. Well, when he started getting it, you notice he changed. Does that mean he will rule with you? He may be curious enough not to rule with you. Or he'll slap you with some big sanction and see if you'll go away. Because if you couldn't pay the $6,000, will you be able to pay the $100,000 to these jerks who say you're after money? He's not dumb. You don't get in that position through being dumb. It's often very shrewd that you get into those positions where you can help your comrades. But in this case, will he help or hurt his comrades, his brotherhood? We'll see. And as long as you're prepared in either direction, do you see? It doesn't matter. You get the plum either way. And you know, the next thing is, well, but what if they do send her to prison? That seems to be the only way she'll ever get it through her head. She can't do this. Little is it known that she doesn't even know the Russell material enough to know when we're writing it. So that's going to stand in some other court before a jury. They don't want this to come before a jury. My God, look what they've got. Let's enjoy it. Let's have fun. This gives us an opportunity to carry it one step further. If he rules against you, it's going to be harder if he rules for you. So you're just going to have to come back with now. Hit them. They've opened the case. They've opened the closed case. And a lawyer will probably tell you, you can't do that. The hell we can't. Who said we can't? God said we could. Oh, won't that make the judge happy? So, if there are any questions, let's have them. Rick, I want all of you to talk to Rick about this weekend, about the crack cocaine march in L.A. He will go cover it as a journalist. The rest of you can go cover it as a journalist or stay as far away as you can or whatever you want to do. But there's going to be one, and it's growing. Now it's getting to be multiracial ratio. Never will it be rational. And then we're going to, you're still going to have the problem of absence of myself and the Eckers, because we are still working internationally to get these funds rolling. And they will be rolling. So we're just going to have to make it on through here a little while longer on our proverbial shoestring. But don't you see that by doing it on the shoestring, can you imagine? They knew. They knew before they mentioned money. And I repeat, if they couldn't get $6,000, how in the hell are they going to get $100,000? And you can see also why they have gone farther and butted into your private banking business through the lie. You guys are going to be careful, aren't you? And we're all going, we're all going, aren't we, to Las Vegas, to Court's Advanced Corporation class early March, aren't we? Well, I like for you to hear about things first here. Forget it. The fun's here. And when you realize that you volunteered to come down for the fun here, you'll quit trying to run off. It obviously was not enough fun to hold you. Let's play where the game is. Bob, come tell us what this is so we can get on. We'll be here till night and get started and have to spend the night. Wherever. Just hand him something so that it goes on the record and the people who will get these audio tapes will know what we're talking about.
Well, this is what I call kind of a silver bullet. It's a new approach to the law that was discovered and perfected by a fellow by the name of David Miller, who was an English teacher, and that'll develop as the film goes on, and you'll see what he was talking about and how you structure your law and why you do it this way. And it's all based basically on the... going back to the law of the flags and how the court system of the United States and basically all over the world has usurped the power of the people by admiralty court. And this is a method to sue the judges, to sue the attorneys, and these also carry very heavy jail terms, as you will see in the film here. The guy is very articulate, very easy to understand, but you're going to require a lot of learning, and you're going to be fascinated with what you find out. And I think it'll, following this action here, the Constitutional Law Center will literally become a Constitutional Law Center. So with that, I won't say any more.
Well, I'll give a postscript to that, because as you listen, all of you regular readers and those of you who have gotten the books of Eustace Mullen on the justice system and so forth and kept up with his own filings. And your answer, right off the bat, your answer is going to be, well, we know that. But they still rule against you. They still don't honor it. And fringe flags versus non-fringe flags. How many of you noticed when Netanyahu, the big Yahoo, was over here with Clinton, they met in the East Room, and always, as Clinton spoke, was the Israeli flag.